Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back at Trainos in Marlton, New Jersey. The great Vince Papale, he's stopping over and getting a little something. We took some pictures. I gotta send it out. I'm gramming now. Like, I'm back on Instagram.
Do it for the gram.
Yeah, so I had the terrible pictures, TK. What? Well, there's glare and stuff. Looks like someone's swinging a, I don't even know what that is. You deformed Vince's face. Look at it. Come on, man. You put it out there so
terrible
I can see
pictures,
it. Yeah, what are you doing?
Terrible.
Thanks, Tom Kelly. All right, Eagles, after I look at it, I see an easy 12, because you're going to lose a game you don't expect to, and you're going to win a game that you might have had marked off as a loss before, right? So that usually evens itself out. Mm-hmm. But I look at 12 wins, and I see a first-round bye, and this is a Super Bowl expectation team right now. You don't go into the offseason doing what Howie Roseman did and bringing back Jason Peters. Not that they went all in to try to win this year, but I feel like they've
tried to remain competitive.
Well, yeah, I feel like they've done enough to point that they're saying, like, hey, we think we can do it again this year. And it's going to come down to quarterback play, how well the offensive line can protect him, and really, is Jordan Howard a huge upgrade at running back? Can they run the football? The defense, obviously, there's a lot of different things that come into it. This is a Super Bowl team this year, Ike.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're here. We're doing the schedule. I'm having fun today. I still have my same questions, though. Offensive line is still a question mark. What are they going to do to complement Jordan Howard at the running back position? Even more concern for me in the secondary. We're older at the safety positions. Not as healthy at one safety position. Certainly not healthy at the cornerback position. Our two starting cornerbacks from the Super Bowl didn't finish the season last year. They're young and green, and I don't mean in a good way necessarily, at the cornerback position. They're older on the defensive line than they have been in the last 2 years. Will those guys hold up? Fletcher Cox is coming off a big injury. Like, these are things. Linebacker, we got one good linebacker. Like, there's still question marks here. So I think in order for them to fulfill this sort of 13-3 sort of record that I have out there for them, the data filling that I have, you're going to need everything to go right for them.
Mm-hmm.
And guys have to stay healthy.
Yeah,
because they aren't as deep as they were in 2017.
No, the depth.
They could
there.
Withstand injuries in 2017.
You're right,
and they didn't miss a beat. I don't know if they can do that this year.
They don't have the depth. You're right.
Yeah.
When we look at this draft this year, we say it a lot. They need depth. They need line depth. They need wide receiver depth. They need, when I say line depth, both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
They do. And these guys are at some point going to have to step in and play. All right, let's take phone calls. 888-729-9494. So, listen, I don't know what else to say. Super Bowl expectation for me. I said
Super
it before.
Bowl!
This is an easy schedule.
Let's start. We can start going through our wins and our losses.
All right, let's talk to George in Mount Airy right now. George, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
First, I'm going to start with, I'm going to put my $100 at the casino on the Eagles and win the Super Bowl. I did it last year. I'm an Eagles fan until I die. I love the schedule. I think it's a nice start and a nice finish. We need to survive the middle. I agree with the 12. I'm going to stay around 12, give it plus or minus one either way. I both of you are pretty much tight on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just hoping this year. I hope all these things work out, and I hope the injury bug stays away from the Eagles. I think that's the only thing that's going to deprive their season.
Yeah, and injuries can derail any season. They can't. It just can't.
And you can't plan for them. Or...
Yeah, I mean, you get the wrong injury to the wrong person, and you don't have quality depth there. Hell, you think if Tom Brady goes down, they're going on to win the Super Bowl with Brian Hoyer?
No, they're done.
Yeah, it's over. Season's
right.
over with.
Yep.
Season is over with. So you get an injury at a key position, and we don't have Nick Foles here. So we all know that you can't have Carson Wentz go down for 5-6 games.
Well, that's the only time, really, that I can at least remember in the NFL where the normally when your starter goes down, you're
done.
Your
season is over.
Yeah,
yes.
You're done. If he goes down for a couple weeks and you have a good backup, then you can
survive.
Like
it.
When Donovan went back.
Yeah.
Went down. You guys survived it with AJ Philly and Coy, and then he came back, but normally you're done. And they won the Super Bowl with Nick. You're right. Nate Sudfeld coming in for 4 or 5 games. I don't know if I can rely on him winning 3 of those 5 games or going 4-1.
And even if you use the two instances that I played with 5 under, even though I wasn't here for the Jeff Garcia. But Jeff Garcia is a veteran quarterback that was a starter, much like Nick Foles.
Right.
So that's why you were able to lose Donovan to a season-ending ACL injury and still make the playoffs. Yeah, you basically just put another starter in there.
You're not putting
a true backup in.
No, he wasn't that far removed from being a Pro Bowl player.
Yes.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, and he left here to go start somewhere else. So, and the first time it happened with AJ, we won ugly. We won with the defense. So it took having a top 3 defense in the league to hold on and survive then. We don't have that luxury this year.
Mm-hmm. You're right. All right, let's go through it. Opening game, Redskins home.
Oh, we better win that game.
At the Falcons.
See, that's the one where I'm looking, right? Eagles and Falcons have played, I think, the last 3 years, if I'm not mistaken.
They always play.
4 of the last 5 years, something like that. They play them a lot. Another nationally televised game, Sunday night. I think that'll be a tough one to get early in the year.
So I'll
give that one to the Falcons.
I'll go loss 2, and then Lions at home following Sunday.
That's a W.
Thursday night football at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, this is the one where we put everybody on notice. This is the one where everybody gets to see us Thursday night. I think we're the first. Are we the first Thursday night game other than the opener? No, they do them every week.
Yeah.
Starting opening week.
Starting
with the opening game.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, I got them going to Lambeau. I'm telling you, Green Bay not as good. Not as good, man. And a lot of questions around Aaron Rodgers, his leadership.
Who's this new coach coming in?
The new coach coming in.
Yep.
Him and Aaron Rodgers even liking him.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say through the first 4, they're going 3-1 at worst. Because if they beat the Falcons, then you can let them lose to the Packers. All right, week 5, Jets at home. That's a 1 p.m. game.
Oh, Le'Veon.
That's an easy win. At the Vikings.
Easy win.
Okay. At the Vikings.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
So I agree with you. They'll win one of those.
Like
they'll win, and then it's at the Cowboys Sunday Night Football. They'll win one, and they'll lose one of those 2 games.
I got them losing both of those.
Both of them. Oh, that's right, because you have them winning out for the rest of the year.
Yep.
Bills, that's a win. At home following Sunday, Bears, that's a win. And then they have the bye week. Now, here's one disadvantage of the Eagles' schedule. They have 3 teams that they're playing off of their bye week, including the Patriots, but you're playing off of your bye week, too, so that kind of cancels itself out. Bye week, Patriots, Sunday, 4:25.
Oh, yeah. Game of the season.
I'll give them a win, and then I'll give them a loss against the Seahawks.
Not coming in our house.
And then at Dolphins, home against the Giants.
This is where Wentz reestablishes himself as a top 5 quarterback. He will have beaten Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm. Just like that.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
We'll take down all of them this year.
At the Dolphins. Maybe that could be a trap game, but they're so bad and they're trying to lose.
Yeah, they'll have a rookie quarterback playing.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So then you're home against the Giants, at the Redskins.
W.
Home against the Cowboys.
W.
And then at the Giants. So I'm looking.
That could be a loss only because we'll have everything locked up and we may not need to play that final game. But if that final game is needed to play to get the number 1 seed, then give me 13.
I don't know how anybody can look at this and think it's not a. I mean, they would have to have a. I don't see 6 losses on the schedule. I don't
6.
See 5 losses
Hell
on the
no.
schedule.
No one can look.
I'm looking to give them another loss to say they're 12-4, not 13-3.
Yeah. Now, obviously, I could have gone a split between the Patriots or the Seahawks to get them to 12-4.
Yeah, and then that's 12-4.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I can't see more than 4 losses on it. They're not going to lose to both the Patriots and the Seahawks.
No, they're not.
They're not losing both of those games.
888-729-9494.
And I don't know how good the Seahawks are.
Most people are agreeing, like, at Mark's Reese WIP, 82% say, yes, they're a Super Bowl team this year.
Okay.
Yeah, Ben, what, when you went, did the wins and losses, what did you come up with? 8 wins, 9 wins, 16 wins?
I think probably 10. I mean, I don't think this team is going to be bad. I think, obviously, Wentz should be better this year, and they're going to have a, an uptick, but... I think that we're forgetting how bad things were last year. Like, obviously, this team's going to be better. I don't think any of us expect the quarterback play to be as bad. A lot of things went wrong, but they didn't even win the division last year, and now they're winning the Super Bowl? I mean, we're just saying this because we're Eagles fans. We don't actually – how could you actually believe that?
Hold up, man. Hold up. First of all, you're talking about how bad things were last year. I think you're exaggerating there. You're talking about how bad it was compared to the Super Bowl year? You act like this was a bad football team last year.
No, until the last few games of the season, they were bad.
They were in every game. Every game. They gave away a couple of those games. So that's not being a bad football team. That's just not playing at your best. A bad football team is something, a team that wins 4 or 5 games. That's a bad football team. The Eagles were losing games. They played one bad game, the Saints game last year.
Tougher schedule last year,
played
right?
First place schedule.
Right. This year you're not. And I think the soft schedule early helps Carson Wentz get his feet underneath him, get some confidence. It's a good Redskin game to start with.
It's the exact turnaround or the exact scenario it was when they won the Super Bowl. I mean, it's the exact scenario it was. I mean, they didn't make the playoffs the year before. They won 7 games.
Right.
And they went on to win the Super Bowl. So, and we think this is a much more talented team than the one that, that left the field in 2016. So, they still have some pieces left that they need to add. I mean, we're assuming that they're going to add those pieces.
Draft, another free agent guy after the draft, right?
And here's the thing I'll tell you, Ben. I am saying... This is assuming all things go well, meaning you don't lose major components.
Yep.
Like, you were even able to lose major players and still win the Super Bowl. I don't think the Eagles can do that this year. Remember, they lost Wentz.
They lost everybody.
Hicks.
Jason Peters.
Jason Peters. I mean, they lost a lot of good players, special teams players, Sproles, Maragos.
Sproles, yep.
So they can't withstand those type of injuries to those level of players on the team. Then you're right. Then you will be looking at an 8-18.
Maybe 10.
I mean, like I said.
Listen, if Carson goes down, they're done.
Well, forget about him. If Jason Peters goes down, I mean, who are you bringing in at left tackle? We know it's obvious if the quarterback goes down, it's over.
Right.
But if you start losing wideouts, Jordan Howard gets injured, you don't draft the right running back, like, we're in April. We're assuming everything's going to go well. Yeah, there's a lot of things that could change in September, October, November that could change.
How do we feel last April? Same way, right?
Felt great. No, last April we were saying the team that the Eagles had was better than the Super Bowl team. Right?
See, last year we both thought that there would maybe be some easy early struggles just based on coming off the Super Bowl year and then how they looked in training camp. There were alarms that were going off when that happened, right? These guys didn't look ready to play. This year, I think they're ready to play, and they're ready to play early.
They better be ready to play.
Right?
They better be.
Carson's going to be ready to play from Jump Street. He's going to be out there ready to go. It seems like most people,
you know what,
I
you don't have?
Agree
you don't
with
have,
us.
You don't have people writing books this offseason. You don't have ring ceremonies. You don't have people trashing mansions in L.A. because they're still celebrating the Super Bowl. They got their butts handed to them. They were lucky to get in the playoffs. And that's what they ought to be saying to themselves. That should have been the message to Doug. My message to those guys when they came back would have been, you know what, guys? We're going to put last year behind us, but I want you to know what led to last year. We didn't work as hard in the offseason. We didn't detail our work.
Mm-hmm.
We cruised into the season expecting things just to flip on when the season started. That should be a lesson to us. If we want to be a champion, we got to go back to working like we did the offseason in 2017. All that other stuff, distractions are out of the way. Let's get back to work. That should have been the message to the players Monday when they all reported.
Expectation is the Super Bowl. Yes or no? 888-729-9494. Let's go to Matt in Allentown. Pennsylvania. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
All right.
What up, Matt?
Good. Hey, I got a quick draft scenario. See what you guys think. Something that, you know, I schemed by that. The Eagles give their number one pick to the Vikings. The Eagles get Trey Waynes, the second round 50th pick in the draft, and then the fifth or sixth round pick.
I saw that floating around today with Trey Waynes. I mean, do you think that they're going to, are they looking to make a trade for an existing starter?
No.
They're going to trade a draft pick for?
No. Why would you trade for Trey Waynes?
When you just
re-signed Ron Darby.
Right. Yeah, I
what sense does that make? You got nine corners on this team that you drafted, undrafted, or brought in here as undrafted free agents. Like, why would you trade for a corner? And you got to pay him.
Mm-hmm. And then he can walk.
That's what I'm saying. He's a former first round pick that's going to come with a high price tag. Then you're forced to have to re-sign the guy.
Yep.
Or you let him walk.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not.
16 games, I look at this, and as someone who was thinking that this was being built to be a Super Bowl team, and just kind of the intangibles were there coming off a season where they just, listen, it was one of those post-Super Bowl seasons. Mm-hmm. The quarterback was hurt the whole year. Now he comes out. He has to – he has something to prove. He has something to prove to everybody, right? And it's an easy schedule to start. It's tough in the middle, which I think is good because they'll maybe get a couple losses there to humble them. And then they have a relatively easy last five games. I think it's set up perfectly for the Eagles to make a run here. Here's the biggest reason why. Home field advantage is so important to this team. So important, of course, in the NFL in general, but especially with this team. They play really well at home, and we saw that. Jose, North Philly. Jose, Super Bowl this year? That's the expectation?
At least the NFC Championship. I'll give them that.
Huh. All right.
We definitely, Super Bowl, that's the goal for every team, but we got to see how the season and Wentz staying healthy.
All right.
I have a question, though. Which game do you think will be the most mentally challenged game for Wentz in this upcoming season? My opinion would be the Patriots, just because of the media influence. Like, making him think that he needs to win, because if not, Nick Foles will ever be better than Wentz. What are you guys' opinion on that?
John?
Well, I don't think there's one game in particular that the Foles thing gets involved with. They're all big games. All of them are big games. Against the Falcons the second week of the season, if he comes out and he plays poorly, people are going to get on him. He plays poorly against the Falcons in week two, and they lose that game, I can tell you what I'm going to be saying the next day. All right, I can tell you what a lot of people are going to be saying the next day.
Yeah, I think Carson's going to be here for another decade. I'm sure he'll be criticized again.
He will be.
So, I mean, that goes with the territory.
It does. Mike, Center City. Mike, how are you?
Hey.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, sorry, I had you on speaker. So, just kind of curious, this roster doesn't seem really good enough to win a Super Bowl. I mean, look at the defense is less potent than it was last year. I mean, we got Wentz coming back from a healthy offseason, which, you know, look at year two, and that's great, and he had MVP numbers, but I just don't see it. Same thing with the record. I have, six losses.
Wow, give them to me.
All right, so I could see them losing Atlanta. Definitely, these aren't penciled in, but I see these as obvious, you know, very
good games. Yeah, tough games, yeah.
So we got
games.
Atlanta, right?
Yep.
They could lose to Chicago.
Chicago's at home, right?
And the Seahawks.
That's at the link, yeah. Okay,
Pats,
that's three.
And Seahawks, they could easily lose both of those. They're always going to split with Dallas.
Yeah,
and
right.
Who knows, maybe New York surprises you this year and they split with New York. So that's, I mean,
that
very feasible they lose six games. That could be enough to win the division, but I don't know. I just, it doesn't, the roster, when I look at it, it doesn't look potent enough to go win a Super Bowl or go 13-3. That's
Mike's
just me, though.
Mike's being a voice of reason here, Ike.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't mean to rain on the parade. I don't mean to.
No, we need you.
But this is, this is, you know, the lifelong Philadelphia sports fan in me who goes, don't ever get your hopes up, because all they really have ever done is get dashed, except for, you know, two times in my entire life. So
I just won the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah.
Worked out.
Also,
Also, yeah. So Livingston saying, why would they win the Super Bowl when they couldn't win the division last year? Correct me if I'm wrong, but when they won the Super Bowl, did they win the division the year prior? Like, what does that even mean?
No, it's
that means nothing. That means Ben.
It's a year-to-year league. But to his point is that we're sitting here, and I'm saying easy 12-4. You went 13.
Well, why? Why? Like, I don't understand why. Like, I hear, like, well, Wentz is back, and this team's won a Super Bowl. I haven't heard a convincing argument why this team is better than the Cowboys, why this team is on the level of the Saints. If they're going 13-3, it means they're as good as any team in the NFL, except maybe the Chiefs.
Okay, do you want to hear why I feel the way that I feel, or you want to keep trying to tell me that they aren't very good?
He's passionate about it.
I hear him, and I appreciate the passion for it, but I haven't even brought up Carson Wentz as far as that being a reason. I'm just looking at the schedule, and I'm looking at the toughest games being played right here at the Link. So I'm not going to go into a game saying that the Eagles can't beat any of these teams at home. Tom Brady is 90 years old with no wide receivers. Gronk just retired. The Patriots aren't going to win every year. If that's the case, then let's just throw it up and give it to the Patriots. And nobody has a chance. So they aren't going to win every year. They don't look very good to me this year. Again, Tom Brady is 41 years old with no real weapons. And if you really pay close attention to his play last year, he had a lot of games where Tom Brady looked like he was too old to be out there. Like the game had caught up to him. So I think this year you'll see even more of that. Seattle, I think Seattle is good in name. It's reputation. It's reputation.
And it depends where you get
him,
too.
You give me Russell Wilson and tell me who else you know on that team that I need to be afraid of in my house. In my house, I need to be afraid of them.
Yeah.
They're coming west to east, right? Green Bay, you want to say Green Bay on a short week? Okay, you're going up to Lambeau. You're going up to Lambeau. When's the last time Green Bay won a big game? When's the last time they won a big game?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.